Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Morning Inspiration Show, sponsored by the Holistic Ministry. I am Minister James Browning, and I am so grateful that you took time to show up this morning. I know you could have been doing a lot of other things, but you showed up, and I am so grateful for you, as I am each and every day that you show up. You're such a wonderful audience. Most of you are so consistent, and I'm grateful for you. I really, really am. If you guys missed, any of you missed yesterday's Holistic Ministry show, I would highly suggest that you go back and listen to it. And even if you listened to it before, go back and listen again, because we had a guest minister there that was really provided some really pertinent information and some things that you can really utilize to enhance your life. This show is about enhancing your life and making your life better. So we're grateful for that. And one of the beautiful things about this whole format and programming is that everything is archived. You can go back and even listen to shows that I did three, four years ago. It's all there, and it's very, very, that's a good thing. So we're going to get on with today's show, because I think it's one of very important show, very interesting, and very necessary to hear. And I can see that a lot of you feel that way, too, because the switchboard is pretty full. A lot of people are feeling the same way. So let's get on with today's show, and so we can see what Spirit has in store for us today, okay? Discipline and persistence is truly the key to success. And, beloved, that's a mouthful, and that's the truth. The meaning of success is completion of a worthy goal. Whenever you complete something that you set in your mind, you have a goal of something that you want to complete and you want to do it, and you see it come to fruition, that is success. See, success is different for each person. No one's success is the same. So success cannot be described as a particular thing, because everybody has something different that they're striving for and different that they want to complete. And so every time you do that, that is a form of success. So, you know, that's a good thing. Now, there's two main components to become successful in this matter. One of them is discipline, and the other one is persistence. Now, from my observation, beloved one, this discipline is very challenging for most people. Most people have a really problem with being disciplined in their life. I mean, I've had people to state to me that they cannot even perform a simple task as meditating. And it's a really wonderful thing to do, and it's a really good principle, and it works. But most people say, well, I'm not disciplined to sit down 20 minutes a day, 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the evening, and do that. Now, I just don't have the discipline to do it. And you see people may know the right way that they should eat and the right foods they should eat, but they don't do it. Why? Because of lack of discipline. Discipline is key, beloved ones. If you're going to control your destiny, then you have to have the ability to control your discipline. And like I say, I see it as a thing that lots of people have a lack of discipline. And it really can mess your life up. When you don't have discipline over your emotions and feelings and the things that you're allowing you to participate in your life and become part of your life, you have to take control of your life, and by using your discipline, beloved one. But see, most people, when they say that they are undisciplined, that's because of two separate things. They're either suffering from the fear of success or the fear of failure, and that's a fact. You either fearing success or fearing failure. But when it all boils down to it, it comes down to, what do you feel you deserve? And that's a deep thing, beloved one. What inside of you do you really feel that you deserve to have? Okay? And you constantly you may feel one thing that you want to do something or you want to accomplish something, but subconsciously your program has been programmed in another way. And it may have been something that happened to you years back. Maybe something happened to you in your childhood. But for some reason, and some is you don't feel that you deserve the things you constantly think you deserve. You think you deserve it from a conscious level, but subconscious, there's a program inside of you that has been programmed to say you are not worthy of this thing for which you are pertaining to it, and you do not want to, and you do not want to have it. Now, can't overcome that. That's not something that's interesting to say, but you have to really step forward with your discipline and persistence in order to overcome or override a program. Just like in the computers, there's ways to override the program, and you can override this program too. But you have to really go to work to do that and to be able to make that happen. And like I said, but if you are have enough discipline and you are persistent enough, you can override that program. You may or you may not receive it based on your ability to use your discipline. And what happens, most people get to the point where they are frustrated about the thing they want, but they can't have or they won't be able to do it. And they just throw their hands up and they say, forget about it. I'm not even going to try to do it anymore. I can't do it. I don't have the patience. And just throw their hands up and walk away from it. Something that they merely really think they want or feel they want, but they throw their hands up because it calls for a little work. That's just like what I told you earlier about people having discipline. So a lot of people won't even sit down for 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the evening, and meditate for something that could change your life entirely and make your life different, but they don't have the discipline to do that. And discipline is key, beloved ones. It really is. And if you don't use your discipline, you will be destroyed by lack of discipline. That's the only thing I can say about that. You really would be like, you have to be willing to overcome that which is causing your blockage. And the blockage is there, yes. And you can't get around that. The blockage is there from that from which someone has programmed into your subconscious mind that you are not deserving, but you can overcome that process if you're willing to become disciplined and persistent and to stay with it. 9 out of 10 times you will accomplish. Now, until you can get to the point where you can totally erase that blockage that's inside of you. We'll talk about that too. And because if not, you will find yourself surrendering to your desires and your wants. And that surrender part is not so much of a bad thing, because actually it's when you do that, it protects you. You are protecting yourself from pain and disappointment. So when you something come that you want to do and you can't do it, and you tried a couple of times, most people maybe try one or two times, and they can't accomplish what it is that they think they want to accomplish, they just give up because they don't want to have the pain and feeling of disappointment from not accomplishing that. So, you know, the question should be in your mind now, what causes your blockage? What is the blockage that's going on inside of you, and how do you eliminate that blockage? If you're willing or you're able to have a hypnotherapist or a psychologist to go into your subconscious mind and erase those blockages, that's possible, and that can work for you. Other than that, you have to be willing to work through your own issues and take responsibility for your blockage. I mean, it's there. You got to get rid of it in some kind of way, beloved one. So you must go through that process of doing that and being that to get to where you want to be. And it is totally up to you to remove your old program. It's in your mind and it's in your soul. It's deep there, because some of these old programs, beloved one, has been inside of your mental being for years. You know, some of us in our fourth quarter of our lives, and we're still having blockages from things that happened during our prime time, our teenage years, and our young adult years are still there and holding on to those thoughts. And one of the first things that you must understand, beloved one, you must come to true identity that you are a child of God and you are deserving of the options that God has provided on the planet. You have to first, to overcome any blockage, you have to understand who you truly are. And you are a child of God, and that's a fact. And you are deserving of all the opulence that God has allowed to be on this planet. You see, beloved one, there is no such thing as lack in the universe. Okay, I'm going to repeat that. There is no lack in the universe. Only reason that you are having any sense of experiencing or feeling that you have been lacked because of your lack of belief and faith. You do not believe and have faith and recognize who you truly are. Because if you do that, you will automatically begin to believe and understand. You must come to the full understanding, beloved one, that the God that helped you to sustain and be on this earth realm want the very best for you. That's right. God wants the very, very best for you at all times, beloved ones. And that is no doubt the truth. God always wants for you. Your I Am presence and spiritual helpers are waiting to make you, to give you a request that you so desire. But even there, even to get spiritual help, you must have the belief that they exist, that the spiritual help is there to help you and to take you into your next level. But you can do this, beloved one. You can do this. I'm telling you. One of the keys to your belief is start thinking positive. Have a positive state of mind and have faith that you have the ability to overcome your past. I cannot overstate that. You have to have a positive state of mind and you have to have the faith in order to overcome your past. You see, beloved ones, you can get to this level in many ways. You can use affirmations, which is positive statements that you do consistently. You can't do it just one time. It's respectful to work. You got to do it consistently. You can start reading positive self-help material, and you can start listening to positive self-help lectures. And there's plenty of stuff on YouTube that you can go and listen to all the time. In other words, you need to absorb your mind with a different state of consciousness to be able to change your mind. You cannot go with the old things that you have been, because that's what got you in trouble. Now you have to be willing to switch your consciousness and switch your thoughts by changing your mind. And so you have to do the work that you need to do for that, loved one. So first of all, you have to have full understanding of who you are. And hopefully you will understand it and you can feel that. So, beloved ones, this is just a 15-minute show. So hopefully they gave you a little something to get your day started and get you on your way for the day, and that all is well. So let's just pray. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for such another wonderful day, God. We thank you for waking us up this morning, blowing breath in our bodies, and we are grateful that you are the source of our lives. And so as we go about this day, we will begin to have trust and faith in you, God. Trust and faith in our I Am presence. Trust and faith in our spiritual helpers who are there to help us at whatever level. And that we will do what we need to do to be able to overcome and become more disciplined in our lives. That we will harness our emotions and feelings so we can accomplish the things we need to do by going forth and not surrendering to our lower energy or lower thoughts that tells us we cannot do what we need to do. We have the power and we're grateful, God. So thank you, God, for your love and your compassion. And all praises be to God himself. And so it is. Amen.